This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, just to clarify, Clea, I think you're mischaracterizing what I said. I don't think Hayes or I ever used the word pathetic. We said, you know, we said that you were begging to come back on and continue the franchise. And but I don't, and which I guess that's your, you know, your own feeling you bring to it when you say that we called you pathetic.
Okay. I hear that you're saying that that pathetic is my word, but it's
then
also like,
work.
Okay. So Sean, I really want to come back here because we have something. Okay. We have something special, and I feel like, yes, do you and Hayes and I have creative differences? Of course. Like, is this a good match creatively? No, but Love and Santa is special, and we can't just walk away from it.
I've hit the reset button. All the baggage you're bringing to this, like, I've just, like, left it on the carousel. Like, I'm just turning and walking away.
That's the thing about me. I'm such an adult about this stuff.
I said you, and I also didn't say you were pathetic. I said it reeks of pathos.
Right. Which here. You know I don't I know what
this,
that means.
I said the stench of pathos is absolutely suffocating, and it stinks.
And actually, Kevin, who has no bedside manner whatsoever, also didn't say pathetic. What he said is, here comes Clea's thirsty ass sniffing around again, trying to get this Love and Santa thing off the ground.
Yeah.
But I'm juiced up. Like, just to having this conversation, like, I am fully juiced. And this is such a labor of love for me. And the fact that you were willing to be the one who essentially went to Mary and, you know, basically put two in the dome execution
style. Slit her fucking throat. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Mary's ideas I liked, but they were a little scary. And like some of her dialogue, the straight to audience dialogue was pretty rude.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. The ideas themselves in a vacuum, they were great.
Yeah.
They were fantastic, but they weren't loving Santa.
No, we were losing
Santa.
The love. Thank you.
Yes.
We needed to bring the love back, which is why I wanted to bring in Mackenzie
Davis. So juiced to have
Mickey
you be
B.
a part of this project.
Oh, I'm juiced as hell. Thank you guys for having me.
With
Dude,
your
coming.
Involvement in this, in particular, instead of Mary's as a one-to-one replacement for Mary.
Yeah,
we just as a singular upgrade where we identified a weakness and replaced it with a strength.
Yeah.
We feel
a huge future.
We can really, with you, we can really bring some artillery to this budget piece speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know they call you Nine Digit Dave for a reason.
Yep.
Terminator Dark Fate, $175 million. Blade Runner 2049,
$120 million.
The Martian, Station 11. I don't know exactly what the budget on that was, but it's still on HBO Max, so they must really need to.
Oh, you're talking about recouping. Budget, not earnings.
No, it's all budget for us.
No, the earnings. No, the earnings. The earnings we are throwing out the window just for this. Just, we kind of have to put our blinders on earnings wise.
I see.
And really just look at what you've been able to command in terms of studios investing initially.
Yeah.
And the rest, you know, we figure out on the B side. Because I'm hoping that we all get our beaks wet far before the, you know, the final tally comes in on what we earn. Although I expect that to be astronomical as well. I mean, we're dealing with a franchise.
This is going to keep being an issue. We are having a little, we have kind of had to sell some infrastructure in order to support Love and Santa.
Yeah.
And so some of the, our information technology is like one of the first things to go.
And this is where I think you guys should think about box office rather than just budget. Is that if you
talk
got
about that,
noted,
that's confusing
you
to me.
Some of your investment.
I'm not ready to say I've noted that yet. Can you talk?
That's fucking me up.
Yeah.
I don't think I will talk about it anymore, but I will say that as somebody who has worked with Mary in the past and has experienced a lot of what you guys are talking about, I fully
understand.
My
condolences.
Yeah, no, and to you as well. Yeah, this makes sense to me, just like as an anecdotal thing.
And I just want to call out, like, I just want to acknowledge that I did bring Mary in and I do take responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Mary, basically the box office equivalent of whatever happened in Station 11. Like that, like it's that level, like global box office poison event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
disease.
My five singles gone.
This movie, Love and Santa, of course, originally intended to be a Christmas movie, sort of in the happiest season of all family mold. A couple delays made it. We were then planning it for it to be a New Year's.
New
okay,
Year's.
Yeah. I'm New really Year's. Excited about the St. Patrick's Day possibilities.
Mm.
It's March 5th. So we have a little bit more breathing room than I think we had with some previous versions of this that we were trying. And culturally, I think it's really a time for this like community to really be able to like has something to say, to really be like out there and like have a voice publicly.
And the community is
leprechauns.
Okay. And just to, I'm just catching up because I wasn't part of all the development meetings that you guys had, but
Me neither.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought we were doing Easter.
Oh.
I was in.
And I thought it was
meetings.
Spring break. And I did think it was spring break.
And so. I was sort of pitched April Fool's Day, but that's fine.
Okay. So I don't see any reason these ideas can't coexist.
I was going to say
on the exact same page. Yes. Not as Clea somehow, but
yeah, but that's par for the course. Like, I think as long as you and I are at odds, then the ideas really
it's
get,
working.
That's when the sparks are really
forged.
That's what we need. That's how
fire.
We, that's folding.
Yeah.
The sword. And we're folding the sword. Yeah. It's spring fools. Easter. Was there another one? Easter Patrick?
Yeah. But we still with Santa and love.
Saint Fool's Easter break.
We have Santa. We have love for sure.
Yeah.
But Santa means saint. Santa Patrick.
Yeah.
Wow. Santa Patrick.
Santa Patrick.
It was just
Leprechaun
Valentine's
Santa.
Day.
It was just Valentine's Day recently. I don't see. Yeah, we might want to put that in for the love part.
Well, we do need it for the love part.
I mean, my main thing, the reason I wanted Easter to be involved is because we do have all the, you know, really the only footage we were able to capture so far is Santa ODing next to a pool.
Yeah.
Dying of an overdose. And I think we do need to resurrect him for this. And if he comes back as a leprechaun, all the better.
And so maybe that's kind of like a cold open style piece that like this happened to Santa. I mean, we have other pieces, of course, that we've developed where Sean and Hayes are not going to Carson's this year. It was for previously we were talking about Christmas or whatever, but like now it's for every year they go to Carson's for St. Patrick's Day, April Fool's, spring break.
Easter.
Easter, not happening this year. And instead, they
putting
are
our
they
foot down.
This we still have the same relationship with Swimply that we had previously. They have been very patient. Mackenzie, what's your background with Swimply? Are you mostly a
Are you a user, or
a sharer? Yeah.
Of Swimply?
Profit participant? Mm-hmm. Yes, with Swimply, yes.
I'm a profit participant on sort of like a microfinance scheme.
Okay. So you have a little piece of, you let people come swim in a little piece of your pool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just one tiny little part?
Do you just drop a brick in the pool and say, if you go on the other side of this, your ass is mine?
No, it's like a swim lanes, but I just do it in a very tight grid.
A very thin lane.
Yeah, but a grid. It's just a square. A grid. Yeah.
Oh, so you're able to rent out dozens of squares, it seems like, in a single afternoon.
Well, yeah.
And a whole family will fit itself into the square.
Or if you're a rich family, you can have multiple squares adjacent to one another.
But there's no guarantee that the squares will be near each other. Is that correct? They're free, obviously, to ask, hey, will you switch squares with me? My wife is in that square by you, and I'm all the way in the square on the other side of the pool. Obviously, you could have that conversation.
People don't actually switch that often with the squares. They kind of like
it's hard to maneuver. There's so many other people in the squares. How do you get over there? There's
a line going to the bottom of the pool. You don't want to swim under the squares.
There's just a mentality with reserved seating, you know, where it's just like, hey, this is what's on the ticket. Like, exactly. That's what I paid for. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, Clea. Yes. Okay.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, since Santa died next to the pool of a drug overdose, I think, and we're resurrecting him at the beginning of the film, I think, like, because there's the spring break element of it, pools play a very large role in spring break. Yeah. So I think that an arc for Santa doesn't have to be his only arc, but, like, I think an arc for him would be, like, he's traumatized from that OD next to the pool. But, like, trying to get him back to the pool.
It won't be his only arc.
We're capable of sort of shouldering multiple arcs in a project like this. Especially with the budget artillery, some of the ordnance we're going to be bringing now.
And can you hear me? Because I did say that it doesn't have to be the only arc. And it seems like you guys didn't hear that.
I could hear that. I was repeating it. I didn't know if Mackenzie could hear it because
she,
of course, is not wearing headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And our first non-headphone guest. So she sounds different to people. We are using the Zoom audio.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable, Mackenzie, with when we film it, if we do have like mics and like sound and all of that for the movie itself?
For the Saint Patrick's Easter.
For Santa Patrick's Easter break.
Yeah. I thought you meant for the Zoom recording.
And also, I'm circling April Pool's Day. I just have that written down here. Wow. I wonder if that's...
Is it like : April Pool's Day?
Santa Patrick : April Pool's Day : the resurrection.
Well, it's like...
Of love.
Love and Santa. Day. Is there a way to fit a dark fate in this as well?
Is it return from the dark fate because he's coming? Because he is coming back from the dead, which the dark fate seems like.
It's not that.
Yeah, it's not that. I'm just saying. Let's
it's
not.
It's definitely
that
not that, but it's helpful to narrow
that's the
down.
Wrong direction.
Yeah. I know what it's not.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys say farewell to Stitcher Premium, and the Fligger ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles March 29th with guest Timothy Simons at the Dynasty Typewriter. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Mackenzie and Clea at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So Go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your milk, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big milk energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
So I was in and out of the production meeting, and so I can report on and a little bit attend. Of sort of yeah. what we have going there. Talking location, there's a tiny patch of Kosovo that is still disputed. By Bosnia, Serbia, you know, just like some of the neighbors there. And we will be doing a company move to there. Yeah, I mean, we are mid shoot. Like, let's be honest. Like, we're yeah. like
we've got this. We've got the OD footage, and basically, you know, and so Swimply's infrastructure in this portion of Kosovo is not as robust, I think, mm-hmm. as it was where we began filming.
No.
So that's an adjustment.
They have the Adriatic Sea that they're sort of pitching to stand in for like a Swimply.
A pool. Mm-hmm.
And you can fit a lot of brick squares in there too. So that is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're going to do Kosovo for Santa Barbara type thing. We're really going to try and, like, obviously the movie, like, is set in Santa Barbara. We want to have like this place, like Santa Barbara, be the destination for St. Patrick's Day, April Fool's, Easter, like just like create that shorthand for people.
You know, as we do dip into the idea of like the involving the colons in the title and topping ourselves and all of this, we're bringing Santa back, which I think people will be happy about. I'm seeing a leprechaun comes, gives him CPR. He wakes up with an Irish accent. Now he's Santa Patrick. I am curious whether there's an expectation that we do need to keep topping ourselves and basically we need the death of another beloved figure in order for it to feel like our story.
I think you're
Easter Bunny.
Okay. Easter Bunny. I was going to say one of the pigs from Sing. Could like
let me see what
autoerotic asphyxiate himself or something.
Let me see what our options are there.
Yeah.
There's multiple pigs.
There's Gunter, but I think he has like a girlfriend or something.
Okay, there's Rosita.
Rosita. This is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mother of... She had teenage music dreams, but now she's the mother of 25 piglets. I guess maybe including...
There's a lot of little pigs, too, yeah.
Oh, Gunter is partnered with Rosita for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Norman, who is Rosita's workaholic husband.
I think that's nice for sort of sequel options, if there's a lot of orphan pigs after the mother dies, and then there's sort of...
Well, and they're going to take revenge on whoever.
25 piglets getting revenge. Okay.
Just so I'm clear, the only Easter thing is going to be the resurrection, because I just don't want to keep pitching things and getting shot down.
Why?
Like,
I want
us to be on the same page.
You could stop.
Oh, okay. It's just that I'm the director, so I kind of do need to, like, I do need to be involved.
Bring candy.
Okay.
If it's literally just about candy for you, like, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
Bring a fucking duffel bag of candy, you know? Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And then that's
all,
Easter.
And that is all I wanted to know, Easter. And then we can move on. Well, let's go back to the piglets, because you guys were so into that.
And maybe it's actually asking Mackenzie what kind of candy she would like to have on set, so you're not just, like, bring a duffel bag of something that... It's just like your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You don't know if she's a gummy, if she's a chocoholic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, do we figure out the candy now or do we want to go back to the...
You want to stop down and deal with the candy. I want you to be comfortable.
Okay.
You know, the story, I guess, will work itself out.
Yeah. So, okay.
I can't deal with you when you're like this.
But this
so
is the whole vibe
candy.
On set. If we're going to be working together again... Like, let's just set up the dynamic correctly first.
What was the candy situation last time?
Yeah, what happened on Happiest Seasons of All?
Sounds like there was some friction.
Well, there were a lot of candy canes. Like, everybody was like, yeah, but there were...
Candy canes.
So there were just huge bowls of collective M&Ms that everybody put their hands into.
Ugh.
But yeah, I think that's all you had.
Well, no, I had the red and green M&Ms, and then there were a lot of candy. It's a Christmas movie. Like, I just want everybody to stay in character because that was a challenge apparently for everyone.
It was January, and there was a pandemic coming.
Yeah, but we didn't know that at the time.
Maybe caused
by the M&M bowl. The communal M&M bowls may have been the petri dish where COVID-19 was initially born.
I didn't want to bring it up here, but like we knew what was happening when we were shooting the movie.
Okay, Mackenzie.
Everybody did, and you were making a big fucking joke about it.
Okay, you know what? Why are we even talking about that movie? That movie is
not us. Like, not us. It'll never hit us.
It couldn't happen to us.
It could never happen to us. And I kept being like, no, Clea, why is it different in China? Why is it different in Italy? And you said, not us. Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff can't happen
not
here.
Us. And it didn't.
But who is
because the world didn't.
Yeah.
This is. I'm not going to get into this territory. Like that's in the past. That's in the past. And like
Clea talking about some of the biological differences for Italians.
Listen.
That Italians are genetically predisposed to fall ill.
Yeah. So like their respiratory system is
okay.
It's just different.
If we keep talking about this, then we're not, then there's going to be no candy on the new set. Like, I feel that like, let's
that's
just
not a threat to me. That the candy is for you. I guess you're just saying you'll be impossible to deal with.
I'm feeling like, okay.
I know I'm new.
So there won't be any candy. I don't.
Go take a candy break.
Do we want to explore bringing Mary back in as a director?
Let's not go nuclear just yet.
I'm going to go off for a couple minutes. I need to just like.
You've been going off.
What I actually need is for you to stop going off, Queen.
Okay.
No, if you need to, like, mute, go off video, right? Have a half dozen Cadbury eggs, and then reappear ready to work.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is the resurrection is the only thing that we're going to use from Easter.
Yes.
We don't know yet, but probably.
Okay.
Probably. Because we haven't addressed all the other pieces. Like,
we have to keep it in balance. Like, we have the leprechaun. We have, of course, the Santa piece. We have April Fool's Day.
No one has been April fooled.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
And with, like, I do want to figure out
how to. Do we bring in
the
Jerky Boys to do some prank calls?
Yeah, we could bring in the Jerky Boys.
If we got the Jerky Boys doing prank calls, I feel like the April Fool's portion, you know, that can just be.
Plus, that's good for budget.
And with the budget that and I think we're confusing box office and budget again. You're talking about box office, which we do not have time to consider right now. We are talking about, we have this
completely
amount of money that
we out of our control.
We have
I can't control whether the movie earns money. What I can do is spend money making the movie.
That was my mistake. Clea's really thrown me off in this last little bit. I'm sorry.
I've already sold off multiple pieces of my computer in order to try to make this thing happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What pieces?
Important pieces, Hayes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pieces that make the internet go. And so I'm sacrificing podcasts, too.
I've been thinking, like, something huge rising out of the ocean, you know? And is it, like, you know, they're trying to have this holiday Santa Barbara Swimply experience.
Mm-hmm.
We need a threat. We need an antagonist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's a huge,
should be Clea.
Is it Clea rising out of the ocean to just like fuck everything up? Like,
I just want to signal to the audience right away, like, this is dangerous.
Yeah. Clea just sneezing right into her hands, shaking hands with people as she comes out of the ocean. Or running into a,
just putting it right into the M&M's bowl.
Right into a running M&M's
just
bowl.
Reaching into a communal snack.
Selecting
bowl.
She only likes one. It's only two different colors of M&M's.
Yeah.
Taking really some out and looking at them and then putting them back.
Yeah. But in the palm first and then in the finger.
Yeah.
Not that I don't, like, obviously I love acting. It's like my first passion. But I just want us to know that since all we do care about is budget, it is going to add, because I'm going to need playback. If I'm directing and then also acting, I'm going to need the playback. I'm going to need to be able to go back and watch playback, make sure the shots are right. Like, and are you guys okay with spending money in that way?
Can you say that again? Right. Just like, what are you talking about?
That I, like, if I am performing in the film and directing the film, like, I'm just going to say that's going to add time and money to the budget and time to our days. Like, are we okay with that? I just am bringing up now.
From what I understand,
you're going to go back and watch every take.
I'm going to have to go back and watch every single take.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, I'm not going to have my candy, so like I'm not going to be as like on, so I might need more takes as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we may not want to deal with that just from a time perspective. I don't really care about the money; like it's fucking Monopoly money to me. You know, I'm playing a game and I'm winning. But I think that in order to keep the thread alive, but not slow down the days just because I don't want to be sitting there watching you watch yourself do we get like a fucking Bin Laden lookalike or something like that?
Huge Bin Laden coming out of the ocean.
Just a giant Bin Laden.
They threw him
didn't
in there.
Drop
they
his
threw
body
him in there.
There.
Yes, they tried to bury him. They didn't know he was a seed.
He's like holding the Malaysian plane.
Wow.
Okay.
He grew.
He got even taller down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He comes out and he says, "Next time, don't."
And
miss.
It clear. And if you got attached to like, if you got it, you know, I know, like, yes, you act as well. And so, if you got attached to being in this movie, if you want to dress up as Bin Laden and like be that character, like rising out of the ocean,
would
like,
that then limit some of your concern about watching playback? Because it's mm-hmm. like you're so deep into a character, it's not really.
Yeah,
I'm about, like how you are perceived.
I'm gonna just say I'm worried about the Bin Laden because like they're.
You think he's nice?
I don't think he's nice, Sean. Don't try to. I know what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. We needed someone evil. I suggested Bin Laden. You're worried about it. Do you think Reese is nice?
No, I don't think Bin Laden is nice, Sean, for the millionth time.
Okay.
I just think that it is like, are we bringing in an element that is kind of off theme? Like, we have so many holidays meeting, you mm-hmm. know, that are we missing an opportunity?
And they're all pretty far from 9/11.
They're all far from 9/11. Like, there's mm-hmm. no, this is springtime. It's all of our springtime things. Like, mm-hmm. and because someone brought up
Ramadan is happening in spring this year, if you want to include that.
What's you can happening? Be in charge of that.
Ramadan is starting on March 22nd. Yeah.
Okay.
Not spring this year. Okay.
Just, I don't know what holidays sort of.
Who can be in charge of that? Mackenzie?
Mackenzie can be in charge of that one.
I was trying to figure out what Mackenzie is in charge of. No offense.
I was thinking that as well.
I don't know exactly what
I was also thinking that.
Yeah. Like, do you have any idea what you would do? Yeah. Let's drill down on that momentarily.
Well, that's why I offered the Ramadan thing, but I guess.
We need something to.
No one rejected that.
A huge thing to like kill Bin Laden, like or whatever it is. Maybe okay, Clea does not want to villainize
placeholder Bin Laden. That's the house number, and we'll sort of figure out exactly what it should
Let's just use me as a placeholder for now. Let's go back to that because everybody loved that.
Yeah. Clea, okay,
So something has to come in and like kill Clea. I'm picturing like a you know the Jaegers. Can I please?
But the ideas are firing. I'm sorry, but I will slow down.
Can't imagine what 6 Cadbury eggs would do if this is baseline. Are you familiar with the Jaegers from Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
They are giant.
And yet she's the director.
Giant robots that come to the. Kill the kaijus, the beasts that are threatening the planet. I'm thinking about a Jaeger that is like Irish in a very distinct way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at Mackenzie. Mackenzie is like kind of British in a way, like just sort of pan United King, like the queen.
Mm.
She's the one of the queen's constituents from like kind of all different places. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A member of the Commonwealth.
Absolutely. Of like basically every, you're just going on a tour of the Commonwealth in Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Mm.
And so for you to be representing Irish like unification in this, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm just like I'm all around it, but just like there's something there to me that this St. Pat we're bringing Ireland back together as part of England. Maybe
I feel really good about spearheading Ramadan, but I feel a little touchy about
making all of Ireland part of not
together
just
and then also together with England again.
Not even just part of the U. There's no more UK. It's all England.
It's all England. Yeah.
Yes.
And so Ireland is England, Northern end.
And Shrek's neutral. Popping up. What about Scotland? He's asking, and we do have to answer.
Also, you know? England.
Yes, it's all going to be England.
It's all England by the end.
And Clea's the villain in this story.
Placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
Placeholder.
Just so we have an understanding that something evil is happening.
And it's not what I'm doing.
No, that's no. good. You're good. Talking about like bringing peace to the land.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand what my role is. Because Clea kind of brought me on as an actor, and I assumed the lead, but...
Does this not sound like the lead? You're uniting, you're making Scotland and Ireland England. Does that not sound like the lead character to you?
Struggle between the lead and the villain. You're obviously the villain. And so how...
I mean, TBD.
Well...
So what's the question? Where are you confused here, Mackenzie? How can I help
you? If
you
let me finish, it would be easier. But I
As soon as you form a question, I'll
let's assume that's not going to happen, and like let's go to whatever the next alternative is after that. We cannot
imagine what I might be saying and answer that.
Yeah. Do you have some dialogue or do you have any dialogue that is just like coming
there
to you?
Catchphrase you want to have in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
That
because we're going to have to
sort of
that.
Find the character.
First thing that came to my head was this is out of line. I don't think it's good. I'm just saying I'm trying to
this
keep
is out of line. Creative. That sounds pretty good. I could see
in
that
in an actor. Not in this, but like
you're looking at a map of the UK.
Can we hear the accent?
Yeah. Well, this is
can everybody wait? Mackenzie, just be quiet. I just want to make sure everybody settles.
Everyone, be quiet for the accent,
okay.
Please.
Settle. Action. Accent.
This is out of line. No. Let's do it again.
Okay, and that because you know that was
it was
Australian.
A little Australian. Yeah.
That was Australian.
That's part of
the Commonwealth. Where it's all England. Now.
So is Canada.
That's a good
I
twist.
Could be going
at the
to
end.
Some
yeah,
African that, countries. I'm not okay. going yeah. to, but there's a lot of members of the Commonwealth.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
And where do you want it to come from?
Well, I'd like it to be like
your
the,
heart,
like,
right?
Yeah, let's try.
Ultimately,
one
if it's gonna Thank if it's gonna resonate with people at home, they're just watching pixels on a screen. You know, it's fucking meaningless unless you make it mean something. So it's got to come from in there. Dig
it's
deep.
So
let's
nice
hear the accent.
Directed for once. Now this is out of line.
And that is that was more Australian than the first one.
I think what I'm struggling with is I want it to be Australian, and that's how it came into my head, and I'm trying to make it British, but I'm denying the place that it came from.
Your instinct
I mean, I think we all agree
that,
you're struggling. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is clear. I mean, are we married to the English? Like, I know that I like the St. Patrick's Day, Ireland, all that stuff, but like, do you think we
I
need
can do
it?
Any
like,
accent.
I don't know if we do.
Yeah, I just don't know if we do, like, if we need the Ireland stuff. Like,
well,
could we go
well,
Australian?
I don't think I want to go Australian just because that feels like Mackenzie, like, bullied us into doing that. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
point.
I don't like to buckle to that sort of pressure.
You're well, right.
It sets a bad precedent because then on set when she wants to change it to, like, whatever other, you know, offensive
no, you're
accent
right.
she thinks she's, like, mastered this week, then suddenly we've got an issue.
Yeah, we're gonna have the ADR the whole thing anyway if she's changing accents every week.
Yeah, no shit. I'm already prepping for that. Let's hear it with no, you know, like, forget Australia, forget the Commonwealth, forget you. Just, you've got to kill Clea. And you're saying this is out of line. And I don't care. Don't think about accents. Don't think about anything else. Mm. Clea just came out of the ocean. She's sneezing and grabbing candies. Santa has been brought back to life by a leprechaun, but he's still very weak. He's woozy. He's Mary Holland, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Well,
so
we already have
level,
the footage.
That level of weakness and wooziness, if the, you know.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is out of line.
It didn't work for me.
No.
You know, I might go back to Australia. Yeah,
sure.
It is. Yeah. I do think I
got really close. Got really close to camera. I'm actually worried about some of the equipment if we keep.
Yeah, we don't. Direction. I don't know if our lenses can handle that kind of speed.
Well, they're gonna get spit on them and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Something I'm like, what we have. So we have Mackenzie to just like tack zeros onto the budget, basically, and that's like the role that she's fulfilling. Mm-hmm. I wonder if acting wise, something we have. So we have a 3D printer that is basically able to use organic material as like as toner, right? Like what you feed into it is like organic parts, and then we can 3D print sort of like whatever skin design cells. Skin's a bone. I mean, it's bones. Like it's just bones.
Primarily, it's bones.
Yeah. And so then we're able to choose the design. We can go in a sort of Mackenzie direction, but we can also like incorporate other elements that might be useful. Mm-hmm. And then, Mackenzie, do you have like voice? What's your voice acting background? What are some of your voice credits?
I've been toying around with an Australian accent recently.
That's absolutely okay. Not that's what I
so
asked.
Far from what we
That's I want. That's under the special skills part of your resume. Where I want to be going just, up.
We want a credit. We want a voice acting credit.
Like yeah, what voice acting sing, have you know? Yeah, like that what have you gotten paid to do? That is what we are considering voice credits.
In the voice space, yes.
I mean, I played a lot with accents.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm hearing you don't have any.
For voice work.
For voice work. Haven't
I'm primarily a moving image actor.
Okay, all right.
But I love the opportunity to do an Australian accent in the piece.
I think based on what we've seen here, I don't think we can do that. But I wonder if what if Mackenzie is coming out of the sea playing against type? She is coming out of the sea, and then I don't know. Maybe I could be the part that we were thinking of for Mackenzie, the hero.
Okay, so you as Bin Laden is now you now want to make that the hero of this movie?
Well, the we have a pin in the Bin Laden thing. That's not 100%.
Well.
Okay.
Put that pin there and I pulled it out because we were talking about him growing inside the ocean and I do have the name Big Laden lined up.
Oh, that is good. Well, but see if I'm playing the hero on land, then how would I so then Mackenzie would have to be because if Mackenzie is coming out of the sea, then Mackenzie has to be Bin Laden.
I just have to say, guys, this is tri-month, okay? This is tri-month right now.
I didn't want to
Is it tri-month
that.
Again?
This is tri-month.
Oh, my God. Already?
Believe me, I asked myself the same thing. So this is like, these are supposed to be some of our best episodes. And we can't get a fucking line reading on the catchphrase that anchors the entire film. So what I need from you right now, Clea, just to try to salvage the episode in any way is, okay, I'm hearing you. You want to audition for the part. So how would Osama Bin Laden say this is out of line in a way that makes me feel he's going to stick it to Mackenzie?
And I just want to say, for anyone who can't see, Clea just coughed and reached into a bowl of ice cream. A shared public bowl of ice cream. But whatever preparation you need to deliver this line, great.
Okay. Can somebody just have everybody settle?
Kevin.
Enough.
Wait. Kevin, do that again.
Enough.
Oh, man. Bin Laden doesn't stand a chance against this guy.
We had it. We had it the whole time. Keep going, Kevin. Notes. Kevin, this is your big speech. To stay in that
Everybody
exact same
that?
Energy.
Mackenzie, you felt that.
Kevin, keep that exact
see how
same
it
energy.
Australian?
It's your big speech. You're about to take Osama Bin Laden out. Go. Just go. Whatever comes to your mind. Go.
This is out of line.
That is good.
That is good. It is strong.
I still feel a butt coming on.
Yeah, I just didn't get to audition. I didn't get to audition.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's fine. Like if your mind is already made up with Kevin, I get that because that was strong. He is gonna.
But this is the equivalent, Cleo. Basically, like you were the next in line to try to pull the sword from the stone. Mm-hmm. Now King Arthur has produced it, and you're like, can we just put the sword back in the stone real quick, just to see if I would have pulled it too? And it's like, no, the fucking chosen one has arrived to unite the entire UK under the banner of England.
Wow.
And then you are somehow being like, but what about my turn? And it's like, unfortunately, for once, it's not about you.
And I hear that you're saying that it's not about me, but we do have 12 days to make this movie. I don't think it would hurt us to just let me audition.
Okay. I'm comfortable knowing
knowing that we have it. Just saying let's take a look. Charity case kind of thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
DVD featurette.
She just coughed right again.
Okay.
Not out of the woods yet.
Okay. What's the line?
That's close.
Okay. What is it? This is out of line?
This is out of line.
Yes. Okay. This is out of line.
I like that.
It feels like you said, this is Adeline.
Adeline. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what's this is Adeline.
This is Adeline.
This is Adeline.
What about instead of this is Sparta, this is Adelaide.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you, like an Australian version of that. This is Adelaide.
This is Adelaide.
This is Adelaide.
This is Adelaide. I like it.
This is Adelaide.
I like it. I mean, it's kind of.
Do we just do it in Australia?
That's what I'm thinking.
On the Kosovo.
Well, Kosovo can be anything.
This little patch of we can do Kosovo for
anywhere
for Australia, which it's maybe is like a compromise. Maybe we're called if it's so King Charles has taken over, and he's enough is enough. It's all England now. This is bullshit. Mm-hmm. But, and there's also people are we're moving a bunch of Australian people to Ireland to kind of create have all the different lands of England be an exact equal mix of the Canadians, Australians,
I see.
Irish, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Scottish.
This is really smart.
Equal percentages in every area. So it's hey man, it's all, it's all the same.
Right. But there's going to be some conflict, obviously.
There's a draft, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a lottery.
And Adelaide is at the center of that. I still love Kevin for this part. And I think we can have Clea be there to sort of inspire Kevin's performance in a way off camera.
Okay.
Cause it seems something about this mix is really working for Kev. Like this combination mm-hmm. of
I've never seen Kevin like this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie, I've seen be better and stuff. Clea's resume obviously, speaks for itself. But Kevin, I've never seen him come alive. He really turned it on for you two. And so, congratulations on that, if nothing else. Should say, and nothing else. So, I like that idea. That sounds very fair as far as a way to unite the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a little bit of a, housekeeping to do, which is, can I be in the movie? Can I be in the movie, please, too? What am I going to be in the movie?
Of course. Do you have an idea of what you would like to do? Or do you want to, a spitball? What do you want to, we wouldn't have, I don't think we can all agree this movie wouldn't exist without you, so.
Yeah, thanks. That feels really good to hear.
Do you want to be the love part of the movie?
Aww.
Oh. I don't know. Do you even think I could?
Oh, 100%. I mean, sorry, go ahead.
I wonder if this is like with some of the other pieces we have in this movie, you have a character that you've sort of been developing named Neil Team Six.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I mean, I don't know if we could do a huge version of him.
Yeah, it's kind of two jokes. He's a guy named Neil, mm-hmm. but I also do the sort of like dwarf thing where I'm on my knees and I have shoes in front of my knees so it looks like I'm small and I kind of shuffle forward. And I, you know, shoot Somali pirates and stuff. Like, I do a lot of like very dangerous missions. And he's Neil Team Six. He's 6 years old. His name is Neil.
And is he, do you think with Osama bin Laden, like, is there some sort of like romantic element between Neil and bin Laden? Because that feels like real, like good romantic. Interesting.
I think it's his dad.
I think it's an either or with the romance and the dad thing. I think doing both is going to really turn people off. But so I would say, like, let's keep the dad stuff. Especially since he's six.
Are you still stuck on playing Bin Laden?
Bin Laden?
Oh my God, is that why you suggested the romantic thing?
I just thought.
Six.
Yeah, but I mean, you.
Oh my God.
In fairness, you didn't say the six thing until a little bit later.
Oh, he said
you
it.
You did say that a little bit
later. He's 6 years old and he shoots Somali pirates, and you said maybe.
Okay, I didn't hear that. I think that maybe Sean's internet cut out for a second during that part.
But not for a little while.
Yeah.
So your story, Clea, is that you want to make sure that Osama bin Laden is single and like available.
And snatched?
Because you want to date Osama bin Laden and his waist is absolutely snatched.
I just think there's no denying, like, Sean and I have insane chemistry. Like, there's no denying it. And I just wanted to take advantage of it in the movie because I think, like, I know we don't care about box office, but we're not going to kick it out of bed, you know? Like, so I felt like it would be nice to have, like, a special thing. Yeah.
If we could bottle this thing and sell it, whatever's happening here in the Zoom.
And that is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Why fight it? We can make him 16. Neil Team 16.
Team 16.
Because the age of consent, I think, in Santa Barbara is 16. So
Neil Teen 6. So we're just saying teen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to put an exact number on it.
Yeah, because he could be 18.
But he's like, yeah. Well, yeah. We hope. Yeah. But we don't. But we also don't want to say, like, he definitely is, because.
Well, no, we can have some sort of, like, I don't know, like, flirty dialogue about it. We, you know. Mm.
And I think we should lose the dad stuff. If we're going in this direction, I'm just going to sort of plant my flag in this right now.
Yeah.
Let's lose the dad stuff.
Too many questions with that. Mm-hmm. And we just have a lot of other stuff going on in the movie. We don't need to deal with the dad stuff. Like,
who's going to talk like a baby? Oh my God, a dog.
Who's that big dog?
Who's the huge dog? Ah,
what's he doing?
That's my dog.
Let me guess. The dog wants to be in it.
I don't even know if I'm in it anymore.
Bye.
I don't either.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.